WSJU Radio, DJ Mad Max back on air with two special guests. Introduce yourselves.
Anthony Lucia.
What up? It's Keenan Brownlow.
Yeah, what's up? SJU Lacrosse is his own here.
Back on the show.
Yeah. So this is Keenan's first time, so how's your experience going so far?
This place is sick, yo. This is crazy.
Appreciate it. Yeah, it is. The first time I came here, I was like, I had the same reaction as you. So, how was your lacrosse season overall?
Season was definitely a blast, yo. Like, we didn't really know what to expect as freshmen and everything, but it was crazy. Like, we did better than we were expected to this year, so that was a blast. It was just a great time just competing out there every weekend.
Mm. Yeah. So, your final record overall was?
Finished at 6-8.
6-8, and you only won one game last year, right?
Yeah.
So that's major improvement.
Yeah, big time. For us.
So what were some of the highlight games this year for you guys?
Hofstra, definitely.
Yeah, I was gonna say Hofstra for sure.
You guys remember the score for that one?
We won by one. I can't remember what the final score was. But we won by one with 3 seconds left on the clock. Colin Duffy just pulling in on crazy like diving shot.
Mm-hmm.
First ranked win in a couple of years, I think.
So, yeah. That was your only highlight game? You had 6 wins.
That one was definitely our biggest win.
Mm.
I don't know. We could have had a couple more upsets that we lost by a couple
North
goals.
Carolina, right?
Yeah, North Carolina. That was a heartbreaker.
No
Marquette,
doubt.
Too. That was an overtime.
Marquette was a tough game as well.
Mm. Now, describe your positions.
We both played defense. I play defense, like, down low. I mean, lacrosse terminology isn't too popular, but he's a midfielder that uses a long stick. I'm just a defenseman, and I use the same long stick, too.
Now, what do you guys bring to the St. John's team?
Keenan's an animal. That's all I have to say. I'm just chilling out.
Yeah, you're just a chill one?
Nah. Just freshmen coming in, I mean, just trying to get our job done every day.
Mm. It's a good mentality.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, what's your goals and expectations for next year?
Well, next year I definitely think we should shoot for 500 because we're really, really close from being a lot better than our record was this year. So I think that's definitely attainable for us next year.
Mm.
Just got to keep building on this year.
Mm. Now, do you guys know who you have to play next year?
I don't think we know exactly
yet. Yeah.
Our schedule didn't come out.
Schedule's not out yet, but...
We'll get all the Big East opponents, of course.
Mm, yeah, so let's aim for 500.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Mm. It's tough. I mean, the Big East Conference, which St. John's is in, we had 3 teams go to the NCAA tournament.
So wow.
That's a lot. Usually you have to just win your conference, and then if your conference is good enough, you'll get a bid for a second team who didn't win it to get into the tournament, but we actually had 3.
Mm.
Villanova, Georgetown, and Denver, right?
Yeah, Marquette didn't even make it this year, and they won the Big East last season.
Yeah.
Just sort of shows how deep the whole conference
is. It's just deep, man. Providence is tough.
Mm. Now, I know you guys are also sports fans as well, so we're going to let Keenan start us off here. I know you're from Seattle.
Yeah,
so
I'm not sure how I feel about all the Niners gear on right now.
Yeah. I mean, I support Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
I support Colin
Kaepernick. Yeah,
Kaepernick.
I get that.
Everyone knows I'm a Jet fan, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I support Colin Kaepernick 100%. And now, with you being a Seahawks fan, how do you feel about the NFL draft this year for you guys?
I was definitely surprised with our draft. We picked up Rashad Penny in the first round. I really didn't expect us to go RB there. So, I don't know. I didn't really like the pick at first, but I think he's a good fit for us. I think, I don't know, I sort of just give Pete Carroll and John Schneider the benefit of the doubt with drafting. But, I think he'll end up being good for us. If our O-line can step up, he'll definitely be money. We picked up another DN, so that should help out with Michael Bennett and Cliff Avril being gone. And then we got Shaquem Griffin, which I think is really cool since we got his brother Shaquille.
Yeah.
So that should be definitely a lot of fun to watch them both out there.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. He was a fourth rounder? I think he was, right?
Yeah.
He was a fourth round pick, yeah. Fifth. He was supposed to go in, like, the second round.
Yeah.
But you guys got a good player. He'll play his heart out.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And we've been needing a third linebacker, so definitely fits a role.
And who's your basketball team? Because I know we know the Sonics aren't there anymore. So who do you root for?
I don't know. I don't really have a main team. I kind of like the Sixers this year.
You like the Sixers?
But I don't know how much longer that's going to last.
Oh, because of the losing against the Boston Celtics,
yeah.
Which is an upset, in my opinion.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, but Philly's going to be good for a long time, so they'll get their shot.
Yep.
Got some marquee players.
Yeah, and we're also talking about baseball, too. So you're a Mariner fan?
Yeah, go Mariners, baby.
Yeah, so... how are they doing?
They're doing pretty good. Like, I think they're 19-14. 19-14. So yeah, I don't know. I feel like the Mariners always start off the year hot, and then just go straight into mediocrity.
Yeah. Well, the Mets are doing that right now.
Yeah.
Because we were on
they started off real hot.
Yeah. And now we're just garbage.
Yeah. You got what's the deal with Matt Harvey? He's got.
Yeah. He's. They got rid of him.
Yeah.
They got rid of him.
Yeah. I saw that the Mariners were looking at him. I don't know if I really want him.
Yeah.
It's kind of a headache.
Yeah, he is. But, I mean, that's the end of an era in Queens.
Yeah, definitely.
Because he was a huge part of that 2015 World Series team.
Yeah, he was nasty to start off, and then he just fell off. I don't even know that.
Yeah, I think it was his Tommy John surgery.
Yeah.
And a little bit of partying.
Yeah, definitely.
But, I mean.
That'll do it to the career.
Yeah. Now, Luch. We all know you're a suffering Jet fan like me.
Yeah, man.
So, what did you think of the pick? Sam Darnold.
I think they'll do all right with him. I mean, I'm almost happy they got him instead of winding up with Mayfield, because I feel like Mayfield, Cleveland basically just got another Manziel, I think.
You think so?
They might have just done it to themselves twice. I don't know.
Yeah, they cut off. That's what I was thinking during the draft. I was like, why would they go Mayfield when they already went Manziel? They're just going to get hit with another quarterback that's just the same thing as Manziel.
So similar. Yeah. Such similar mentality.
And I was pulling for the Jets to get Mayfield because I thought Darnold was going first.
Yeah.
All the drafts, he was going first.
I definitely thought Darnold was going to go one.
Yeah, and the fact that he didn't and Mayfield went. And I was kind of mad because I watched Mayfield all over, like, his college career, and he did really good.
Yeah.
And I was, like, pulling for him every week on the station. But, you know, I didn't get what I wanted in Baker Mayfield coming to the Jets, but we got Darnold, and we'll just see how it plays out. And I was mad when we got him because I was like, well, why are we getting him? But that's how all Jet fans are. I feel like we're never happy with our pick.
Yeah.
And I know Darnold threw a lot of interceptions this year in college as well, so I wasn't too happy about that. That's an avid occurrence.
Where's he at? He's at a USC, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The USC quarterback curse. We also got Mark Sanchez out of USC.
Yeah, right? Mark Sanchez. Yeah. I think he had a decent Rose Bowl game, though, honestly, that year. Mark Sanchez. Yeah, but... You know, everyone knows how that went.
Yeah.
Did you like Rosen or Allen more than?
I didn't like Allen. I felt like he was too inaccurate, and I feel like for the teams he was playing, he's been played a little bit better than
where he was.
I mean, then there were also some comments that came out before the draft where he said some racist things or something. I was like, yeah, he's kind of a headache for the team. So I was like, nah. I was like, yeah, just I'm happy with Darnold, but Rosen. I'd have rather seen Rosen than Darnold.
Yeah, I like those two a lot.
Yeah, I really like Josh Rosen. Now, how do you feel about his comments he made with the 9 mistakes ahead of me?
I don't know. It shows he has a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah.
People always criticize him for being too snobby or whatever. People talk about his intelligence and everything. But I don't know. I think he sort of reminds me of Aaron Rodgers a little bit, just in his demeanor.
Yeah, he does. He kind of looks like him, too. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if that means he's going to be the next Aaron Rodgers, but I don't really see his personality as a problem. Like, obviously, 9 teams in the NFL did.
Yeah, if he's the next Aaron Rodgers, then 9 teams did make a mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah, because everyone would kill for Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean, if he's the next Rodgers, I'm going to be pretty upset because that's going to be 4 killer quarterbacks in one division.
Oh, yeah. You got the Niners in your division now with Garoppolo.
Yeah.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
I don't know. I think they're getting hyped up a lot this offseason. I definitely think they'll take a step up this year, but I don't know if they'll really be true contenders this year, but their future's definitely looking as bright as anyone.
Mm.
I mean, they got their quarterback, so got to be happy with
that. Yeah, well, I'm glad he went to anywhere because he was on the Patriots. And if I had to deal with Garoppolo behind Brady, I don't know what I would do.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. I don't think Luch would know either.
No.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
I mean, it's just suffering here for Jet fans, and we can only pray for the best.
Did you hear the rumors about how people were saying the Pats might have tried to move up to 2 to take Mayfield?
Yeah, I did hear that, and I'm glad they didn't. I'm glad they didn't. That would be crazy. They got a quarterback at the end of the draft.
Yeah, who'd they pick up?
I'm not even sure. He was like a real late rounder. I'd have to double check that because I was expecting them to pick someone up in like the second round. Even Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
I was expecting him to go.
I thought during the draft when the Ravens traded up, I thought they were for sure going Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, and he ended up going to the Ravens.
Yeah.
So.
Probably city for at least a year.
Hmm. I think Lamar Jackson just needs like. Just keep, like, his mind on the game because too many people down him, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, he played in a pretty, like, pro-ready offense last year, so I think he's just sort of ahead of guys in that sense. But I definitely think he needs to work on his accuracy. But when you're that athletic, like, you'll be making plays no matter what.
Yeah. How do you feel about the Pittsburgh Steelers picking up Mason Rudolph?
I think that's a smart pick. I know Big Ben wasn't too happy about it.
But yeah, did you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he was mad.
I don't know. That's just Big Ben being a drama queen.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh's just full of drama, bro. Like,
yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're Big Ben and you're talking about retiring a year ago, how do you get mad at them drafting a quarterback? Like,
yeah, he's on his way out.
Yeah.
I'm hoping Brady's on his way out as well.
He's got to be, bro.
I can't take another year. I can't take another year of Tom Brady, to be honest. He's getting old. You have the most rings from a quarterback. Just retire already. He's 40 years old. I mean, what else can he do? Just win another Super Bowl?
Yeah, I'm sure him and Belichick will go out together too.
Yeah. And I was glad to see them lose the Super Bowl this year because I just couldn't watch them win again.
Yeah, ever since Super Bowl 49, I've always had... A special hate for the Patriots.
Yeah, now you know what it's like to be a Jet fan, but I think that's worse because that was the Super Bowl. They took the trophy from you.
I can't think of anything worse than what happened that game.
Yeah, Marshawn. We all remember what happened with Marshawn not running the ball and then choosing to throw on that play. So, I mean, that was a rough night for me, too, because I was pulling for this. I couldn't sleep. And I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, they got this.
Yeah,
like
I thought they had it in the bag.
Yeah, no, even Brady was on the bench.
I was like, wow, we're back-to-back Super Bowl champions right now.
Yeah, and I was like, are you kidding me? I couldn't believe that decision. And
who's Malcolm Butler with now? Is he on the Titans?
Yes, he's on the Titans now.
Titans could take a step up this year. New coach.
Yeah, I hope the Patriots go down from here with losing him. And they did lose their running back, too.
Yeah. I think the Jets could finish second in the conference. Like, I don't really see the Bills making the playoffs again. I think that was just like a fluke thing.
Yeah, Tyrod Taylor didn't perform in that game.
Yeah,
to me.
Rex Ryan still the coach up in Buffalo?
No, he's gone.
He's gone now.
Yeah. Did you like him on the Jets?
I think he's good defensively, but I don't know. Honestly, I'm kind of glad we needed fresh blood anyway. But now, Bowles has been in for how long? Two or three seasons already?
Yeah, 3 seasons.
That was his 3rd season, and seen nothing out of him, obviously.
Yeah. You think he should be gone?
I think we got to switch it up again for, like, the 10th time.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. They gave him a contract extension for 2 years.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Bowles seems like a good guy. I mean, he hasn't really had much to work with. Like,
yeah, no.
Yeah,
at least a quarterback the last couple of years. So now that they got their guy, I think they'll see what he can do with Darnold and then make a decision from there.
Yeah, I'll be waiting. We still need to fix up that line a bit. The fact that we didn't draft a lineman in that whole entire draft bothers me.
Everyone's got to fix up their line, bro.
Yeah.
No one's happy with their
line. Our line is... I'm not satisfied with Brian Winters, who's always getting flagged for holding. It's just constant.
Yeah, I'm just hoping that the Seahawks can take any sort of step up from last year at the line, because that was just hard to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll just hope for the best of our NFL teams coming through. And how do you feel about your Mariners' upcoming games?
I mean, I'd really like them to see to make the playoffs this year because they're in, what, like a 17-year drought or something? So, yeah, that's been really tough. But
we play the Blue Jays tomorrow. So
oh, we got the Jays on the schedule. Yeah, I'm looking forward to catching a couple games once I get back home in a week or so here.
That's good. Yeah, you're 19-14. Yeah. You're looking pretty good right
now. Yeah, definitely starting off hot. But
yeah.
We'll see if the rotation can keep it going because they don't have many too many frontline guys outside of Paxton and then an aging Felix.
Mm. And the Mets are now winning 7-5, top of the seventh against the Cincinnati Reds, who are 8-26. Ooh. So if the Mets blow this, start to worry.
Yeah, definitely.
Start to worry because I don't know what they're doing down there. There's obviously something going on in the room there, in the locker room, and then with management and coaching because Harvey's gone. The pitching staff is falling apart. You have DeGrom injured, and then you have Cespedes with his hip injury, and then they're playing him tonight. So,
really?
Yeah.
Baseball's just a whole different beast, dude. It's just such a long season. Like, so much can change.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be a very long season for the
Mets. It's a grind, dude.
Yeah, it's going to be a very long season for the Mets if they keep playing the way they are because they started off so hot, and I was like, oh, wow, we're going to make the playoffs this year, and now it's just not looking too good.
Yeah.
And now, Luch, you're a Yankee fan.
Yeah, I am.
Mm-hmm. You should be thanking me I allowed you in the booth tonight.
They've been hot, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you've been on a roll here, beating the Indians yesterday 7-4. You're 24-10 right now. So,
I mean,
what else is new?
Yeah, the same thing goes, though. It's a long season. Things could turn around for the Mets, and things could go south for the Yankees. Who knows? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So hopefully it's so unpredictable. So hopefully they stay hot.
Mm-hmm. You got the Red Sox tomorrow, Wednesday too.
That's always a good game.
Mm-hmm. A lot of brawls too.
Yeah. This season especially. I went to a Yankee Sox game last April, I think. Or
was it like a riot?
I think it was. Nah, there was no riot. Oh. It was last spring, yeah. There was no riot, but, you know, it's always rowdy. It's always rowdy. You see guys walking with their Boston stuff on in the Yankee Stadium, and you just want to throw them out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about national fans.
Yeah, right. That's the Mets rivalry, right?
Yeah. I can't stand the national, especially Bryce Harper. I can't stand him.
Did they extend his contract in Washington?
I think they did.
No, he's a free agent this year.
Yeah, that's right, because the Yankees are going to pursue him.
Yeah. Him and Machado are both going to be free agents.
If they both go to the Yankees, baseball's over.
Powerhouse
just give the championship to the Yankees. Why even play the 180 games?
There's so much money, man.
Yeah, baseball's just so weird without a salary cap.
Yeah. And the fact that the Yankees could become like that super team.
Yeah.
That's a nightmare. Yeah. That's a nightmare.
Again, another dynasty in baseball history.
Yeah, you'll be happy.
Oh yeah, I love it. I'd love to see. I'd love to see a couple.
Yeah,
some more world championships. Yeah. But
I love how Yankee fans always say a couple. Like Mets, we're begging for one. We're
for
begging
one.
For a playoff appearance.
Yeah,
you're begging for a couple World Series, and you're probably gonna get them.
Yeah, I'd like to see a couple more. No, I'm kidding.
We're begging for it, too. The Mariners are, too. The
Mariners haven't even been to a World Series.
Yeah, we're praying over here. We're begging.
And one of, like, three or four teams have never been.
Yeah. And we have,
even with the 116-win season, I think it's the Yankees record, they couldn't even make the series then.
Yeah.
Lost to the Yanks in the championship series.
Yeah. There we go. A cocky Yankee fan in the booth right now.
No.
You're not cocky, but a lot of Yankee fans are very arrogant.
Definitely.
And they do have that attitude, though. Give me a couple World Series wins.
Yeah.
That's how I'd feel if I were Yankees fan.
Yeah, I'd be like,
stats don't lie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I could never be like that. I'm praying for one, just for all my teams. The Jets.
Yeah, I could relate for that in the Knicks.
Yeah, we're Knicks fans as well, so. I mean, how do you feel about the new coaching hire for the Knicks? David Fizdale, you heard about it?
No, where's he from?
He's from Memphis. You've heard of him, right, Keenan?
Yeah.
Where he was fired in the playoffs for basically going on a rant. Just take that for data rant. And I think he's a really good coach, though. He's like, he's really just tough on his players, strict, disciplinarian.
Bring some order, New York.
Yeah, bring some order. He's got really good relationship with LeBron, even though I never see that happening. I never see LeBron coming to the Knicks.
No.
Just because the history of going back and forth with arguments, and even though he says he's the king of New York, he's the king of Cleveland, not the king of New York.
No, he's not the king of New York.
Yeah, no. Like Enos Kanter said today, he said, if you want to be the king of New York, prove it in free agency this coming July. So...
You know who the king of New York is?
Who's the king of New York?
Tekashi 6ix9ine. No, I'm kidding.
He sucks, man. What, are you trying to ruin my show here?
No, that's...
You're a Yankee fan. You're bringing 6ix9ine's king of New York. Get out now. Nah, you're the only joke. I know you like your 90s stuff, so...
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Always respect to that.
Yeah, yeah. I know we're always joking about 6ix9ine and his clown self.
Yeah.
But,
he's the hottest artist in the city.
Yeah. Yes! Yeah, 6ix9ine, a legend in his own mind. And you being like the whole 90s fan, we already know that we've had you on the show. Yeah, Keenan, who do you like for hip hop?
For rap, I'm a big Kanye guy.
You like Kanye?
I'll say that. I don't care what he's saying right now. I love his music. Like nothing his music? Will change that.
Yeah, baby. I like Kanye.
So some newer artists. I'm a big Cardi, Playboi Carti fan. Mm. Not Cardi B. Playboi Carti. Big Young Thug guy.
Mm.
Another younger guy, Maxo Kream. He's not that big right now.
He's from Seattle, right?
Nah, he's from Houston.
Oh, he's from Houston.
Yeah, he's nice, though. I like him. He's a bit more lyrical than some of the other younger guys coming up, but he can still spit.
Yeah. I'm a big lyrics guy. I'm not sure we've ever had that conversation, like, with lyrics and stuff. Yeah, but Luch knows. A lot of people know me, so I'm a big lyrics guy. With the Kanye situation, I feel like he really has good music, but he needs to think before he speaks, because some of those comments, I feel like were...
You see what he tweeted the other day?
What about what?
He was like, he goes, oh, don't... People need to stop thinking more before they speak and just say what they're thinking. Yeah. And it's just like the complete... It's just awesome because it's Kanye.
I feel like he thinks he's doing something completely different than what he is.
Yeah.
Like, I think he has good intentions, and to an extent, he has some good ideas, but I don't think he's very good at articulating those ideas.
Mm. Like with slavery being an option, I did not agree with that comment at all.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't see how you could, but yeah. I think... What was going up in his head wasn't really like what came out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Regardless of like whether you agree with what he said or not. Like,
yeah. I don't think
what he was trying to say wasn't what the headline was.
Mm. I just didn't understand like why he said that. It was a very ignorant comment. Everyone came out against him for it.
Yeah.
And he should have really thought about that before he was speaking. And
It seems like he's just saying whatever just to get people.
Yeah.
To react, and like, I don't know if that's like an album.
Stir up
promo
the public
thing,
a little bit.
Yeah, it's probably for publicity, but he doesn't need publicity. He's Kanye West. Everyone follows his clothing line.
Yeah.
And people just know Kanye is Kanye anyway.
Well, when he says that he wants free thinkers and everything, I think he totally means that. Like, it sounds sort of outrageous to other people. Like, they make jokes, like, he'll just say some crazy stuff and be like, yeah, that's free thinking. Like, that's new types of ideas. And like, I think that's actually why he's saying this sort of stuff, just because he wants to push people's thinking, no matter how outlandish or how dumb it is. Like,
Yeah,
I see where he's coming from like that.
He might not necessarily agree with like the idea of it, but like, just because other people sort of just shun it so easily, he'll just bring it up, try and question people's thinking.
Yeah, I just feel like I get the whole free thought process, but... Just like think before you actually have that free thought, because I mean, just don't like make like disrespectful comments like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, now
can affect people in certain ways.
Yeah, 100%.
Year's new song?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he came out with a song.
Yay versus the people.
Yeah, he came out.
Now. You're going to have to page me in on how it was, because Kanye is on my mute list right now because of what he said. I just feel like...
Oh, okay.
Just let the audience know. how the song was, because I won't listen to it. Oh, okay. I'm just like outraged with Kanye. So.
Yeah, you're gonna boycott it. Yeah, I see that. Yeah. Respect. Mm. But yeah, I thought it was pretty good. It's actually Travis Scott's song. He's featured in it. Uzi is featured in it. Just them two, right?
Yeah.
So, and you know Travis Scott's like new album theme is Astroworld. Like,
yeah, that's your boy. I know that though.
That whole like carnival, like old school theme park theme. So the beat of the song I think kind of sounds like a carousel almost, right?
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
It almost sounds like you're at a carnival, and it's just like has that twist to it. So it's definitely new.
Mm.
It's a cool beat. I like it. Keenan, what'd you think of it?
Yeah, I liked it. Pure Born. It's been hot for a while now.
For sure.
Just keeps coming through.
Yeah, no doubt. And now you're waiting for Astroworld. Is that the only album you're waiting for?
No, man. Honestly, I think I'm waiting on Rocky more to drop than Travis, because ASAP Rocky was. I've been listening to ASAP since I'm in like sixth grade, so like he's one of my favorite. He's up there, and he's just been teasing this testing movement. With I'm sure you've seen like all the advertisements like all over the city and stuff and social media, but he's. I don't want him to hype himself out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because people just, they build up too much expectation for the product, and it's just, unless you're on point, people get disappointed easily.
Yeah.
Make them wait for a while.
Yeah, 100%. And we'll be waiting for Astroworld, and let's hope it's a good project.
Yeah.
I know that's like, one of your favorite artists, so. How about you, Keenan, waiting in for any other music to drop?
I mean, Drake's got an album coming out, so I'll definitely check that out.
Mm.
June. A lot of new music coming out. Push is coming out with an album.
Yeah.
Kanye and Cudi. Nas
is coming. Yeah, that's right. Kanye delete that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, then obviously we said Rocky any day now.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of artists coming out in the next couple months.
Yeah.
I really feel like Rocky really misses Mark with when he should release it, because with all those big names, Cole dropping the other day.
How'd you feel about that?
I thought it was all right. I'm not a huge Cole guy.
Mm.
I'd like to see him like innovate a bit more, but definitely wasn't bad. Like,
what about you, Luch? What did you think of J. Cole?
I haven't. I listened to it. I went through the whole. I gave it a decent listen, the album, and then I think I liked like two or three songs I could like get down with, but you know, I think till this day, 2014, a lot of people would agree with me.
Yeah,
2014. Yeah, that's probably his
best album.
It's gonna be hard to top that, but you know, he has that different style. It's more of like a storytelling. You know what I mean? Like, he's not so concentrated on his beats and stuff. He's more about the history and the story he's trying to tell. So I like how he does that, but you know, that's his style.
Yeah,
he rocks with that.
Yeah, and I thought it was a pretty good album, in my opinion. I feel like certain songs were like mainstream, where he
yeah.
was really mainstream, and it was different for me. But I still like his songs that were on there that were his own style.
No doubt, and yeah.
That's what it really attracted me.
He has a pretty big following, especially out of St. John's.
Yeah.
So, you know, he made it out of here, paved the way for... You know, guys like you and Xander and all the other big guys out over here in the booth. You know what I mean? Just trying to make your own way.
Yeah, respect to J. Cole and everything he's done to pave the way for people here as well and people out in the world.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so any last things you guys want to add?
You know... Oh, I think I was going to bring up some other artist. I forgot what I was going to say. Some recent. Oh, I actually like the Ray Schremer most recent project they just dropped.
So yeah, I like that one.
That was pretty good, right?
Yeah.
I like that sound. I don't know. You know, I don't think you're that into Ray Schremer, but...
No.
It's yeah.
Party music.
Yeah, it's kind of tight. It's pretty hyped up. I like it. But yeah, other than that, thanks for having us on, man. It's always cool to get down in the booth for, you know, the last show of the year. Hopefully,
yeah,
get back, get back next year. I know you'll be back in here doing your thing.
Yeah, 100%. Last show of the semester on WSJU Radio, but I will continue my show on my own podcast as well. So through the summer.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so I'm not stopping. I'm keeping. I'm keeping it going. So I'll be back here next semester. I'll let everyone know. Just stay caught up on my social media page.
Yeah, and stay connected.
Yeah, stay connected. You guys as well, too, because you guys are welcome to come back. I appreciate you having you guys here today to talk sports and music.
And oh, yeah, always.
Yeah.
Always a blast, you know. Mm-hmm. Just take some time and chat about what's going on, you know what I mean? Share common interests.
Yeah, so now finals are starting to get out of the way now. It's almost summer.
So. Yeah, I see the lights at the end of the tunnel here, man. Sure. I got one more tomorrow, I know. Keenan's taking the same test, and then we're out, man. Get to enjoy some time off from school. I know you got some big things planned, right? You got a little more time on your hands now, so you could focus on what you wanna do.
Yeah. Yep. A lot of big things coming that I wanna be doing this summer.
And yeah.
People will know, you'll see on my social media page what I'm working with. So
100%.
Yeah. So any last shout outs?
Nah, no shout-outs.
Well, you, Keenan, any last shout-outs?
Shout-out Mark Hanna.
Mark Hanna, the RA.
No. Oh.
That's the boy.
Yeah, he better be checking me out on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Better be getting there on time, too. I want to get out of here just for the summer.
But you can't shout-out Mark Hanna without shouting out Henry. What's his last name?
Henry?
I don't know.
You're a little scared of Henry, aren't you?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'm not scared of Henry. Henry? Henry's good, but he's not the type of person to be scared at. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're making me diss Henry on here.
No.
Henry's a good guy.
Henry's a great guy. Stand-up guy. They always take care of our room.
Mm. Could have a better couple of RAs.
Yeah. So, any other last shout-outs?
That's it, man. Shout out the real Mad Max.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys coming through today. And stay tuned on my Instagram and Twitter at the real Max, TheRealMax. Again, that's the real Max. And just stay on my updates. And I'll update you guys where my podcast is linked and my live streams. And I appreciate everyone who came on my show this year. And it was a blessing. My family in Connecticut listened. Everyone who listened in. Everyone who supported me here. I appreciate it. And it's DJ Mad Max signing off. And you know, I'll see you guys here next semester. And let's go summer. I hope you guys enjoy your summer as well. And we'll all stay in touch next year.
Yeah.
As well. Yeah, 100%.
About the house, you can come out too.
Yeah. But yeah, come through.
Keep doing your thing, big boy.
Yeah. All right, let's get it. Please.
Slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. And checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly, we be out in the park. A place called the Plateau is where everybody go. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise. Honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turned around to see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac, and with a pen and pad I compose this rhyme to hip you and to get you equipped for the summertime. Short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair, cause basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more, cause you're invited to a barbecue to start at 4. Sitting with your friends as y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kiss. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark off nostalgia. All the kids playing out front, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch, while the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion. Then 6 o'clock rolls around, you just finished wiping your car down. It's time to cruise, so you go to the summertime hangout. It looks like a car show. Everybody come looking real fine, fresh from the barbershop, a fly from the beauty salon. Every moment frontin' and maxin', chillin' in the car, they spend all day waxin', leanin' to the side, but you can't speed through 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness.